I'm sitting here in my stationary car outside my house. I've got a door open and I'm just about to get out of it, and I've had quite enough of a car and car life to last me for a very long time. The sun is shining and I've been having a rough old afternoon. This is a letter. This is a letter to Mr. Goldbach, to Mr. Bernie Goldbach in Tipperary, who has just issued an invitation, or to be more exact, said, "Wish you were here." So he's sitting in Tipperary, surrounded by flags, because the hurling team, by the way, I've got hiccups, excuse me, the hurling team in Tipperary won the All-Ireland yesterday. And the thing about Bernie Goldbach, dear Mr. Goldbach, you have recently decided to change the direction of your blog and to change the way in which it's focused so as to bring it more into line with education. You're actually going to make your blog focus on multimedia education in Ireland today. I think this is a shift from a previous focus, which would have been more on technology, but I have to admit that I'm not completely familiar with all of your previous blog posts. So the purpose of this letter is to tell you that I'm very glad that at last you have decided to do something useful. The outside world has a perception of education, and that people in education are having a doss. They're having time out from the hard job of earning their living, and they're all just taking it easy, and all these students are just going out and getting drunk and having it off with each other, and that they don't do anything hard when they're at university, and that they'll all wake up after it's all over and they get a rude awakening and face into the job market. Dear Mr. Goldbach, you sound like you would be a very tough teacher. You sound like you actually expect people to do things in education and to ship pieces of work on time according to a previously laid down schedule. So I would encourage you to keep this up. This is going to be interesting for the rest of us to listen to, because there will be various cultural issues involved with getting to meetings on time, being careful to meet deadlines, and finishing off work to a standard which is satisfying to the customer. So I also have to draw or say that I noticed your use of the word creative, that on your courses in your college in Tipperary, you're actually expecting students to write creatively. Now, this flies entirely in the face of most of our views that students simply cut and paste things from the internet and pass them off as their own and call that creative ducking and diving. So I am entirely encouraged that you are expecting them to write in a creative way, provided that you're pretty tough on them and don't let them away with writing a load of old cliches and copying other people's ideas. And I hope you're going to make it a real premium when they actually come up with ideas that nobody else agrees with. I think it's really valuable when people explore the world of difference, and I certainly hope that your students are going to be enough of a rebel not to believe most of the things that are said to them by other people within the education system. Dear Mr. Goldbach, I noticed also that you put up a induction audio. This was yesterday, and this was an attempt to give the students an idea of what they had in store. And I'm not at all surprised that some of them thought it was going to be a really cold shower. In other words, it did sound to me fairly formidable, I have to say. And there were so many powerful names dropped that I think it's entirely a good thing that none of the students had a clue who any of those people really were. Because a lot of those people that you're going to be getting coming to Tipperary to talk with your students are actually highly talented and a bit risky to be around if you're hoping for an easy ride and simply tick the boxes and get through your exams, because I actually know one, if not two of them, and have heard of others and have followed several of them. And these are strong cookies for your students to have to absorb. Dear Mr. Goldbach, you have a tendency to speak very quickly, and I would find it hard to follow everything you say, and that would mean I would have to practice listening very, very hard. I would not be able to update my Facebook page while I was listening to you. I suspect this is a very deliberate tactic. But in case it isn't a very deliberate tactic, I would keep it up, because a lot of these students think that they can multitask by listening to each other, updating their Facebook page, and listening to you at the same time. Or so the stereotype goes. Finally, dear Mr. Goldbach, I left education a very long time ago, and now all I have to say about it is that I have never left it at all. The whole bloody life is nothing but an education, and I'm afraid I'm never going to get out of the blooming educational system. So you might tell your students that there is absolutely no escape from the trap of learning. Life is indelibly involved with learning all the time. Even those who go to monasteries, Tibetan monasteries, in caves and hide away as hermits for so many years, those people are actually, I think, also involved in continuous learning, moment by moment. So there you are. I can't remember how long that has lasted. But thank you very much, Mr. Goldbach. I will be listening to your progress reports as a taxpayer, and I'll be looking forward to you giving them a really good, tough time, so that they'll become even better than they are right now. Thank you very much. This is Paul O'Mahony, probably a failed student down in Cork, talking to you from the perspective of the 1960s. Goodbye.